Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of The Mental Health and the Messiah. I absolutely am so excited to be inspired once again to bring you quality content when it comes to mental health, related to the Bible, of course. This podcast is for everyone. I decided to, you know, do this part of We Seal Genesis because mental health has obviously become so very important, and so many people are going about it so many ways. For myself, I decided to use clinical ways of getting my mental health together. However, I've also noticed that, you know, my own will to be better based off of what part of mental health is affecting me makes a big difference in the way of reading the word often, exercising, finding myself, you know, looking for positive things to surround myself with. All those things work hand in hand, and I don't think one is better than the other, but I think when all are combined together, it makes amazing life when it comes to mental health. So today I'll just jump right in, talking about my inspiration coming from the story of Ruth and Boaz, and we're gonna talk about mental health as a matter of choice. A lot of people don't think about Ruth and Boaz as like a mental health story. I've read it so many times, and of course the love part stands out so much. However, after listening to this story again on the children's Bible stories on YouTube with my niece, I found out that the theme of mental health is big on this story, including kindness, humility, and loyalty. But it's just amazing that I have new insights reading or listening to the story. And all I can say is that mental health or mental illness can be improved by taking action from the lessons I learned of the story. The story opens up with a lot of sadness, a lot of loss for two different people. And this introduces us to how two different people see life, or God's way of showing us what way we could look at life, being on our own human terms or on His terms, is how I can put it. We're introduced to Ruth, who from the beginning we see is very persistent, has a lot of positive thinking going on, you know, combating her mother-in-law and saying to her that, you know, she will take up everything that she takes up. You know, her people is going to be her people, her God is going to be her God. And that's faith in itself. And believing that things will be better is just simply outstanding. And of course, I'm not downplaying Naomi's loss. She obviously has a heavier loss where she lost her husband and her two sons, compared to Ruth, who just lost her husband. So obviously blood is thicker than water, but I'll leave you to go into the book of Ruth. Is just four chapters, to read the story for yourself and see the insights that you can find. And then we're introduced to Naomi, who of course is heavy with self-pity, pessimism, you know, changing her name to Mara, which is bitter because she's just lost everything and she's going in a downward spiral, which fortunately the higher powered individual, who is Ruth, steps up physically and emotionally to support and assist Naomi through her loss of her husband and her two sons. And that's just definitely amazing. You know, a lot of people go through a lot of loss and they don't have people around them. So be it your family, it's important for everyone to take into account and bring that kindness out of them. There's a lot of things that people are busy with work and their lives, and I think technology is also really pushing a lot of people away from showing mercy or having kindness to other people, because we're just so busy with our individual lives that we forget that people are going through stuff. And also there's this new culture of being positive, you know, not thinking or going in a downward spiral, but the high powered or high willed individuals can always step in to help or give a hand to those who are not built to jump up or keep moving every time this happens. And it can be frustrating because even personally for me, sometimes it irks me. I'm like, oh my God, why can't this person understand and just like get up and move on? But it's not easy for a lot of people. And it's just important that we support this with prayer and praise and, you know, trying to ask God to give us the strength to be able to support people like that. So going back to the story, as I told you, the highly willpowered individual, which is Ruth in this story, is supporting physically, emotionally, you know, in many ways, to the extent that when she goes back with Naomi, back to Naomi's home country or hometown, she decides not to just sit there. She sees that, okay, I just completed step one. I need to find a way to keep us alive. This is what I'm going to go do. I'm going to go out there and make sure that life keeps moving. And I can relate so much with this because not everyone comes from like a very wealthy or affluent family. But God has given everybody a leveling playing ground when it comes to earth. Like, we have air to breathe, we have the sun to enjoy, we have everything that God has created in his earth for us, which we have dominion over to make progress. So with taking action and being a matter of choice, you can make things happen because a piece of God is in you representing on earth. So I believe that her action definitely pays off because God is good to people who decide to keep moving regardless of the circumstances. And this is where humility comes in, because a lot of times a lot of people feel very, you know, bad if they have to start over from something. It's like, okay, I've had all this, I've had this house, or I had this kind of status in life, and all of a sudden I've lost everything, so I have to start from scratch. And this is where the test is, because putting on a cap of humility in those times will definitely pay off. Don't look at anybody, don't care about anybody. In this story, Ruth is focused on a goal to make sure that she and her mother-in-law rise up again. So she doesn't care if she has to go in the field to, you know, pick up the scraps. It was made available for widows, and that's what she was going to do, and she was focused on that. And that brings up so much blessings in her life and in Naomi's life, and even bringing Naomi back alive. Because guess what? Someone finds Ruth interesting, work is in the field, you're like, yo, this lady is really hardworking. And then Boaz, who is the knight in shining armor, finally, you know, ask about this lady, like, why she's so hardworking, let me make more provision for her. So this is what happens when a matter of choice kicks in to bring action, and someone else notices your pain, and God will move things around in your favor and bring someone in the story to help you. Even if it's not physical wealth, it's like they think good of you, they tell other people to give you opportunity. And that's what I see in the story Boaz do for her, because he gives her more opportunity to get the better portion of the wheat or the gleaning that she was doing. She didn't have to work so hard anymore. They're like, this is for you, take it and go home with it. And I'm coming almost to the end of this podcast today. I just want to remind you that prayer does work, as well as taking action works. And you know, all this joy starts to make Naomi, who was heavily bitter, alive as well, because she starts to feel like, okay, yeah, there is a future and I'm willing to play a part. You know, she gives Ruth some tips on how to, you know, change all these clothes of loss that she has and put on a new clothes to be alive. And that's where it says in the Bible that don't worry about anything, you know, put everything in the hands of God and be thankful and give praise. And by so doing, with your prayers, God will change things around beyond your imagination, heavily beyond human imagination. So I believe, as a wrap up, that God uses believers, which to me is his creation, because he invites every single person who believes in his son Jesus Christ as a physical representation to solve complex problems on earth if we make ourselves available. Ruth obeyed her instincts, Boaz obeyed his key role he was called to do. And now, in the end, the two of them become a lineage of prosperity. They didn't look at each other lustfully. They looked at each other purposefully to bring, you know, a new beginning to an old, sad story. And it's amazing that David in the lineage is a result of one decision made by two different people who decided that a matter of choice was important. If you've loved this story, I encourage you once again to go into the book of Ruth, read it for yourself. It's an amazing story. I've read it about 6-7 times, and every single time I get a new inspiration. But keep being kind, take good care of your mental health, go out there, get some sun. It'll surprise you that a little vitamin D can just change your whole outlook. Set goals, take action on completing those goals. Even if you feel so lazy and you keep procrastinating, that's not gonna help. Remember, in this story, taking action is what brings a new plan into life. So I'll leave you today with a quick prayer that I pray that anyone going through loss right now, or things that they can't get their head around from, that the Spirit of God and the kindness and humility of others shine upon you, and may you be able to realize that love, because sometimes when you're in that dark place, it's hard to see good things. So may the power of the Holy Spirit help you see better and make a choice that would bring legacy changing improvement. Thank you so much. Leave a comment. If you have a question, I'll put a section on this podcast if you're listening through Anchor, and you can ask me questions. Also, give us a rating on Apple Podcast if you're listening through there, and share this podcast with someone. It could make a big difference in their life. Once again, my name is Shadia. Have a very wonderful week, and this was another amazing inspiration from the Mental Health and the Messiah.